KUCCPS warns of possible rise in university cutoff points. Kenya's sweet burden of more qualified candidates, fewer slots. Kenya, the 3rd of February 2026. University hopefuls are being warned to brace for stiffer competition this year after the Kenya Universities and Central Placement Service, KUCCPS, indicated that cutoff points for several degree programs are likely to rise. As preparations begin for the next placement cycle, KUCCPS Chief Executive Officer Agnes Wahome said the expected increase is driven by a sharp rise in the number of candidates who qualified for university admission in the 2025 Kenya Certificate of Secondary Education, KCSE, examinations. Speaking on NTV on Tuesday, Dr. Wahome said the placement exercise, which opens in March, is guided by trends from previous years, including candidate performance and how available course slots were filled. These factors, she explained, directly influence where cutoff points are set. According to KUCCPS data, about 270,000 candidates attained a mean grade of C+ and above in 2025, up from 245,000 in 2024. This means an additional 25,000 students will be competing for the same limited number of university places. You will see that this year we had 270,000 students who scored C+ and above, compared to 245,000 last year. This means competition will be higher. If the last student admitted to the University of Nairobi to pursue medicine scored 45.5 points, then this year it is likely to rise to 45.7 points. That is how the process works, Dr. Wahome said. She noted that highly competitive programs at leading universities, especially medicine, are likely to be most affected by the upward pressure on cutoff points. Wahome urged candidates to make use of information available on the KUCCPS application portal, which includes last year's placement results, minimum grades, and cutoff points for different courses. She said this data helps students realistically assess their chances before making selections. This system helps students see realistic chances for admission, Wahome said. They can compare their grades to last year's placements and plan accordingly, reducing the risk of being left out of their preferred courses. At the same time, the KUCCPS boss expressed concern about external influence on students' choices, particularly from parents, teachers, and guardians. She said many learners are steered towards courses that do not align with their interests or long-term aspirations, even when they have strong academic results. Students with A and A- grades in sciences are often advised against pursuing the courses they actually want. Parents and teachers sometimes believe they are protecting them, but it can end up limiting their opportunities. To address this, KUCCPS adjusted its process by opening the application portal only after KCSE results are released. Dr. Wahome said this allows students to apply using confirmed grades rather than assumptions made before results are known. She encouraged candidates to closely study trends in high-demand programs such as medicine, law, and engineering, where competition consistently exceeds available spaces. With the 2025 KCSE results producing the highest number of university-qualified candidates in recent years, Dr. Wahome said informed choices and careful planning will be crucial as students navigate what is expected to be a highly competitive placement cycle.